Sometimes we need something ordinary to help us realize something extraordinary. Sometimes we need something very simple, something that we see every day. And it is that thing that points us in the direction of something that will lead to sanctification, lead to heaven. I think a great example of that is water at baptism. Water is a very seemingly ordinary thing. It's a day-to-day thing. We see it every day. We're fortunate to live in an area where we have an abundance of water, and so it is no problem for us to have a drink of water, to use it for washing and drinking and cooking and all these different things. Water gives life. It nourishes. It cleans away all the dirt and grime of the day. It even can be used to kind of wash away from the land the old stuff and bring nutrients into the earth. Our baptism, similarly, brings us new life. It washes away the sins of our past life and brings about this holiness, a new birth into the family of God. So we have something that is very simple and ordinary, water. And it points towards the sacred, points towards baptism that we need for eternal life. Even the crucifix that is here in our church. The crucifix, in and of itself, is really nothing that special. It is simply an image of crucifixion. An ordinary statue. But it points to something that really means a great deal in our faith, doesn't it? It reminds us of what Christ did for us in dying on the cross. Jesus also does something similar in today's gospel. He takes what seems to be an ordinary meal, taking ordinary food, 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. He blesses them, and they feed 5,000. And this action, not just a meal, but points to something even greater in our relationship with God. If you were to read ahead on the readings today, and I know a lot of times I remember always teachers saying, you know, don't read ahead. Don't get ahead of yourself. Well, I'm actually telling you, go ahead and read ahead. Because in the next several weeks, we're going to find readings, again, from the Gospel of John. And we're going to see what is referred to as the Bread of Life Discourse. This story is sort of the preface, if you will, to that big, longer story of the Bread of Life. Jesus is going to take this example of feeding 5,000. And he's basically going to say that, you know, you thought this was pretty incredible. You thought this was something, the feeding of 5,000. Wait till you see what I have next in store. Wait till you see what happens next. And so it's a kind of, this whole next several weeks is going to be a little bit of a stay tuned till next time to see what happens next. To see how all this is pointing to our relationship with Jesus as the Bread of Life, as the Eucharist. This whole story that we just hear today, just this part today about the 5,000, is pretty significant. Again, it's about an ordinary thing. It's about a meal. And Jesus sees people are in need. These people are hungry. And so 5 barley loaves and 2 fish are produced. Now, I think it helps to help picture this scenario when we consider what this food is. We're not talking about 5 big loaves of, you know, Sara Lee bread or a big loaf of Italian bread. We're talking like some dinner roll sized loaves of barley loaves. And the fish, they're not like huge pike or big salmon fillets. They're like maybe about the size of a sardine. Small little fish. And 5 probably about hand-sized loaves. And this is supposed to feed 5,000. But as Jesus takes this food, says a blessing, breaks it. When you hear that part, breaks it, says a blessing, it should ring a little bell in our ears, remind us of something. He gives it. Now, some people look at this story and they say, well, the miracle was really that Jesus got other people to share. That all these people probably had food tucked away somewhere in their clothes for the journey, and that just got everybody to kind of put their stuff in and share all this stuff. I don't think that's what is being talked about here. Back during Jesus' time, and even today, in that region, that Middle Eastern region, hospitality is everything. If you have extra food, you give it. A lot of times I've heard stories of people there will bring extra food with the intention of sharing it because they know they'll meet other people that might need some of that food. They don't need to be taught to share. You know, there really wouldn't be any miracle in that to try to teach the people to share. No, they know how to share. No, the miracle here, I think, is really as it's laid out. Jesus took 5 loaves and 2 fish, blessed it, and made enough to feed 5,000. He multiplied the loaves and fish. And this wondrous act, this miracle, paves the way to something even more incredible. These people are... They're receiving enough. It's not just enough, like, okay, that'll tide me over until I get home type of thing. This is, like, they're full. They've had enough. They've had all that they can eat, and there's still leftovers. And Jesus, again, as I mentioned before, is going to take this event and point to something even more incredible. It's going to teach us in the weeks to come that he truly is the bread of life. This bread will feed them for that day. Food we eat, that we eat today, will feed us for today. But what Jesus is going to be offering will feed us for eternity. He takes the ordinary to point to the extraordinary. Let us keep that in mind as we come before this altar today to receive the bread of life, to receive the extraordinary.